afraid to make any move or the falling pieces would announce her position. Moving extremely slowly, Dean was trying to lower the Weatherby and draw his Browning semi-auto blaster. Caught in the middle of slapping a fresh clip into the Uzi, JB started to swing the weapon toward the machine, aiming the lone round in the barrel straight for the muzzle of the laser. Silhouetted by the purring motorcycle's headlights, Ryan tossed away his blaster and charged. At the sound of his boots, the walker spun. Ryan's weapon landed on the hood of a police car. The machine paused for only a moment at the trick, then swiveled right back. It fired at the sidewalk. That brief lapse was all that Mildred had needed. She was already gone, and the beam merely vaporized a deep hole in the concrete. Ryan leapt on the hood of the car, then on the roof. Grabbing the laser in a hand, he crushed the lens, then grabbed the sparking remains of the video camera and pulled with all his strength. Both of the items broke loose from their weakened housings, and there was a brilliant crackle of blue light, writhing tendrils of electricity crawling over the Deathlands warrior. Everybody rushed closer as the walker limply slid off the roof onto the street, and Ryan collapsed onto the roof.
You okay, lover?
Christy brushed the black hair off Ryan's still face. Faint wisps of smoke were rising from his clothes, and there was the terrible smell of burned flesh.
Mildred, get over here!
Dad? Is he?
Even as Mildred sprinted toward them, a heavy silence descended upon the darkening street. Christy bent over to cup the still man's face, and JB closed his eyes. As much as he wanted to speak to the others, he said nothing.
No!
God damn it, he's not breathing!
But as Mildred came around the vehicle, the damaged walker rose into view on its telescoping legs. Her hands full of the medical bag, the physician fumbled for her blaster when Doc strode toward the machine. A finger holding down the trigger of the Lamar, he fanned the hammer like a Western gunfighter. Six shots struck the walker with trip hammer blows, slamming aside the buckled armor to expose the delicate circuit boards inside. Attacking from the side, Dean jammed the Weatherby into the guts of the droid.
Fucking bastard!
The droid's entire interior was momentarily awash in flame. The 460 nitro rounds blew out the other side of its hull, and the walker crashed to the street.
Bastard! Fucking die!
Come now, son. It is quite all right.
Only seconds had passed, but Mildred was already working on Ryan, her hands pressed to his chest and pushing hard three times, followed by a pause, then three more hard pushes.
Give him some air.
Christy didn't reply.
Christy!
Oh, yes. Right, Mildred.
Christy pressed her mouth against Ryan's and blew into his lungs. The one-eyed warrior's chest rose and fell, but there was still no pulse.
Please, lover, live.
Straddling the man, Mildred began pounding on Ryan's chest with both fists clasped together.
Again! One, two, three, mark!
She punched as Christy exhaled. A minute passed, then another, with only the sounds of the fists hitting flesh disturbing the silence of the dark street.
Give it up, Millie. He's gone.
Fuck that! Ugh! Live, you son of a bitch! I've lost enough patience in this fucking shit, you're not gonna be one of them! Ugh! Come on, you son of a bitch! Ugh!
A tremor shook Ryan's body, and his eye fluttered open.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
Damn, what hit me?
You got electrocuted. It, knocked you out there for a while.
Accepting a canteen from Dean, Ryan washed out his mouth and spat, then drained the container to fall onto his back exhausted from the effort. Christy took his hands and held them to her breast.
Glad to have you back, lover.
Thanks. Oh, hurt worse than losing the eye.
Ryan impossibly slid off the minivan and stood on wobbly legs, one hand palming the damaged hood for support. Mildred couldn't believe it. Anybody else would have needed bed rest for several days.
Feeling okay, Dad?
Sure, son. Kinda weak, though.
Ah. That'll pass soon enough. Here, take these aspirin and suck on a piece of C4.
You want me to do what?
Consume plastic explosives, madam? What voodoo is this?
Ryan, C4 is mostly nitroglycerin. That's good for the heart, and yours just had a hell of a strain.
Hesitating for a moment, Ryan dry swallowed the pills and tucked the whitish-gray lump of plastique in his cheek. Immediately, he made a face at the horrible taste, but a few moments later, there was a rush of color to his cheeks, and the man stood straighter with renewed strength.
Nuke me. I do feel better.
Using C4 for a bad ticker. That's a new one on me.
Only for an emergency. It can kill as easily as cure.
Where's that walker?
Dean and I terminated its prime functions with extreme prejudice. And we did so with great pleasure, my dear Ryan.
Stepping from the darkness into the headlights beams on the humming motorcycles, Jack nudged the physician.
He aced. You fix. How do?
The technique's called CPR. And he was only technically deceased, not quite all the way there. There were no wounds or physical trauma. Just had his heart stopped. Sometimes a doctor can fix that if we get there soon enough.
Teach me.
Yeah, happy to. Might need it myself someday.
Christy touched the stocky black woman on the shoulder, her hair cascading in crimson waves.
That's two I owe you, Mildred.
Walking stiffly to the still-running bike, Ryan climbed on and revved the engine a few times to clear the carb. As expected, dark exhaust blew out of the mufflers, slowly clearing away to white fumes.
Let's find that bank. I'm on point.
Stay in the middle of the street. Dim the headlights to low. Dean with your father, JB cover the flanks, Mildred the rear. That Tommy working again?
Last clip, but the breach is clear.
Good.
And I, dear lady, shall watch the windows above. Where once it rained, there again that can occur.
Be sure to use that fast firing trick again, Doc.
That is indeed my full intention.
In tight formation, the companions pulled away from the littered street, watching Ryan as closely as they did the surrounding darkness. The man was hunched over the handlebars, but operated the bike without any problem. Dwindling in their wake, the burning walker wreckage flared brightly as something flammable ignited, then died away completely. Heading for the downtown area, they found several banks and chose the financial institution set between two buildings whose roofs were lower than the banks. This gave some degree of safety from above and allowed them an escape route by jumping from the bank's roof to the lower structures. Not perfect, but it was acceptable. Easily opening the locks, JB closed and locked the doors behind them, then drew the shades and lowered the Venetian blinds to hide their presence. A brief wreck showed the bank was empty of any hidden machines, the windows standard bulletproof plexiglass. They drove the bikes up the stairs and made camp on the second floor. Two of the pressurized lanterns were turned off to save fuel, the last lowered to a soft glow, barely enough to illuminate the office. Bookcases were moved in front of the windows, and the desk shoved against the door. Nothing could gain entrance without alerting them. Taking a seat in the corner, Jack stood guard with the Thompson, while Doc formed a simple Bunsen burner from a bottle of vodka, the blue flame giving off little light or smoke to betray their position. It was Ryan's turn to cook a meal, but Dean assumed the duty over his father's objections and started making coffee and stew, the contents of the MRE packs augmented with some beef jerky from the store. While the food cooked, the companions took turns washing in the bathroom, the water tank on the roof giving only a tiny trickle of warm water before running dry. But it filled the sink, and that was enough. Then they tended to their assorted cuts and bruises and cleaned their weapons, but with one of them always standing guard, holding a loaded blaster.
Good meal. I'll do double meals tomorrow.
Fair enough. You want U.S. Army nut cake or a granola bar for dessert?
A fucking cigar!
Knowing how difficult his struggle to quit smoking was for the man, Mildred patted him on the arm in solace and whispered a different suggestion.
That beats a cigar any day, Millie.
And you have no idea how much I need it tonight.
The redhead understood and moved closer to Ryan. Mildred had warned her the electric shock always hit men hardest in the kidneys. Nobody knew why, it just did. And from the grunts of pain she had heard when Ryan went to the bathroom before, they'd only be exchanging some body heat in the bedroll tonight.
And now allow me to offer something special. A rare treat indeed.
Doc produced a dusty bottle bearing a wildly ornate label.
I found this in the locked cabinet of the store. The door was most stubborn, but I persisted to victory.
Mother of God. Is that what I think it is?
Quite so, Dr. Wyeth.
Incredible.
Shan?
Ah, but this is no ordinary beverage.
Doc used a small knife.